today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Once again, we're back to this juvenile violence in the streets and in the schools. It's all over the place. We're going to focus on the schools for just a moment. Interesting, that story across page one and page five of the Cairns Post today. Just a quote on a girl who's been seen as particularly ill-behaved. Quote from Grandad: "She was a good girl, listening all the time, behaving. Her well-spoken grandfather told the court." He went on to say her turn of behaviour was when she went to high school. And the whole article ends with these words. The court heard she had recently switched schools and had not offended for the past 3 months. You see, so much of this dreadful behaviour is happening in our schools. Now, who's out in front of these out-of-control kids? Our teachers. Let me quote. This is from internet this morning, and it's Kevin Bates. He's the QTU president, Queensland Teachers Union. He said he believes the real number of incidents in the state system at schools was much higher than what people are saying and reporting. He said people tend to treat occupational violence as part of the job. So they fail to report, particularly through the work cover process, when in fact that's exactly what they should be doing. He said further in this article, there appears to be little difference between urban and rural and little difference between Catholic, independent and public schools. But he said this: this is an insidious problem that is occurring in every school. Now, we hear snippets of what teachers are copping these days. We also hear that there are major restraints about what they can do in response to this violence in the classrooms. Kevin's on the line with me now to talk to us about the teachers' problems at those schools, what they should be doing and what should be done about these threats. Hello, Kevin. Not surprising we're having this conversation today. We've touched on it before, but obviously it's getting worse.
It is, and I think one of the things that we're starting to see is national attention now being paid to this. So, I mean, we've been talking about this, you and I and others, for some time, but at a national level, we've now got the federal government's attention, and there's a national review going on, which is about trying to develop a strategy to address this issue. But look, fundamentally, the problem, John, is that people are making very bad choices about their behaviour, and they're acting violently towards the people in our schools that are trying to help them.
I know I've mentioned this before too, because I've heard specifically from female teachers saying they feel particularly threatened, but I presume the blokes are just as much at risk, are they?
I don't think it discriminates on gender, but what it does do is it does highlight the problem we have in our community with violence against women. And, you know, with 80% of the workforce in our schools being women, it is clearly an issue that becomes gendered in its nature, because women are invariably the target, and particularly of violence from boys and students, but also male parents and community members. And that's something that we should be concerned about.
Now, people bring up this matter of consequences, but there are very strong restraints when it comes to consequences being applied to the offenders, and some of them see those consequences, like being sent home, as a reward.
Now, this is a problem schools have struggled with for an eternity, but it's also interesting that in the many layers that happen in our community, the Queensland Sentencing Advisory Council just yesterday released a new report on an inquiry into assaults on public officers, including teachers. And one of the things that they recommend is, in fact, that the laws in Queensland need to be rewritten to protect all workers in the workplace from assault. And certainly during COVID, we heard horrendous stories of people in local hardware stores and in shopping centres, supermarkets, being assaulted by customers over issues like how long they had to wait or the lack of availability of their favourite product. And so the Queensland Sentencing Advisory Council that provides advice to the government and the courts around the best way to deal with offences is saying, in fact, we need to update our laws so that any assault that occurs in a workplace where a worker is subject to bad behaviour should be dealt with very seriously.
Yeah, when we say seriously, this is the matter. We're talking about sentences that will work as a deterrent to this appalling behaviour. But invariably, people refer to this, you know, being struck over the wrist with a wet lettuce leaf. How can we get sentences that genuinely work as a deterrent?
I think one of the fundamentals here is that the law already provides for a teacher assaulted in the workplace that a maximum sentence of up to 14 years is available. It's the same that applies if you assault a paramedic going about their work or a police officer. Those things are serious deterrents. There's no doubt that that should be providing an impact. But in fact, well, I think what we have to acknowledge, John, is that that deterrent in and of itself is not the only answer, and it's not the one that's delivering the best outcome. So we actually have to address the causes of the behaviour. We have to have, as a community, a conversation about why people are choosing to do the wrong thing, the sorts of things that you and I and others of your listeners know is wrong, and we would not choose to do ourselves. So why is it that others are doing that? And so, you know, we do have to get to that basic understanding that assaulting another person, being violent in the community, is unacceptable to everybody.
Yes.
And then we can start to have the conversation about how we move on from where we are.
Are the parents as likely to be bullies as the kids in the class? I presume that's where the kids are getting their lead from.
This is an experience that we're seeing universally across the nation, is that it's what's happening at home, the sorts of experiences that children are having that are leading to these sorts of behaviours. This doesn't happen out of the blue. It happens because of attitudes expressed by parents and carers towards teachers and principals in schools that really give students, if you like, permission to behave in an inappropriate way. And there are certainly evidence of other households where the very strong message is one of respect for important people in our community, such as teachers, doctors, police, and those tend to lead to behaviour which is much more acceptable to the community.
Yeah. Always good to talk to you, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
He's the President, Queensland Teachers Union, Kevin Bates. News is next.